acquisitions we've talked about or will. Were you facing competition and others were nibbling as well?
Oh, there's always some competition out there. There was none that we viewed as formidable, but there's always competition.
94, you purchased Elta Energy Corporation.
Yes.
$66
million. Yes.
And in 96, the Kerr-McGee Corporation, I believe the largest, for $250 million. Talk about that acquisition a little bit.
My attention was drawn to Kerr-McGee through some comments they'd made in the press. I studied their reports and realized that in their entire annual report, there are only six or seven sentences about their North American onshore position. The rest of it was all offshore and international, which was the focus of the company, as the CEO of the company described their focus. They weren't paying any attention to the North American onshore, like so many other companies that we have bought in the past, where they got enamored with their international and were ignoring these really attractive assets that they were using as a cash cow onshore. So we approached Kerr-McGee and said, we'd like to buy your interest in what you have in the U.S. They said, well, let's throw in our small position in Canada, $250 million transaction, part cash, part stock. They became a large shareholder of Devon. We merged their interest into Devon and took over and developed those assets.
Did they get some seats at the board?
Yeah, they had three seats at the board for a period of time.
Did you ever meet Dean McGee?
I did know Dean McGee. In fact, his daughter was in my class at Cassidy. So I knew Mr. McGee and his wife, Dorothea. And you did not dare bring his daughter back late, or Mrs. McGee would let you know that you shouldn't do that.
Did you date her?
I had a couple of dates with her, yeah.
So he was definitely Mr. McGee. And then Senator Kerr, you...
Never met.
No, but you were obviously quite young knowing Mr. McGee, but wasn't Dean McGee the quiet of the two?
Oh, he was a quiet icon. Occasionally in the early days of Devon, I would be leaving around noon on Saturday, having worked Saturday morning, and I'd see Dean McGee pulling out of his parking lot at the same time.